You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
A lot has been happening in local government recently, from Auckland Council discussing congestion charges to Wellington Council selling their airport shares. National's controversial fast-track legislation may also impact local government's control and capacity. For City Counselling, I talk about these topics with Councillor Shane Henderson.
Can you start by talking a bit about congestion charges in Auckland? Why is this something council is discussing?
Yeah, so it's a policy decision for council to try and essentially bust congestion, hence the name. It's pricing roads, and it would either be a city centre cordon or tolling on existing motorways during peak time to essentially make sure there's less congestion so people can get in and around the city, I think, smoother than they currently are. That's kind of why we're going with this. I think suburban Aucklanders have some concerns, and we'd be very interested to see how it all plays out, yeah.
My next question was going to be, what's been the community response to this proposal? Clearly, maybe mixed responses from people in the suburbs, but how do people living in the city feel about it?
Yeah, I'd say caution and kind of an interest to get more information and get an actual scheme designed up and ready on the shelf to kind of pull off the shelf or not. I think that's where people are generally at all across the city. People do want us to tackle the congestion issue, right? And it costs the city multi-millions to sort of have people sit in traffic every day and the productivity and all that stuff. But at the same time, people are concerned about paying for existing infrastructure and where those costs fall. So do they fall fairly on people? What about people that are vulnerable, disabled community, all that kind of stuff? So there's still a lot more to kind of work on, and I think the general feeling is that we want to see more info before we decide.
Is that your personal stance as well?
100%. So this scheme is used across the world, so they use it in places like London and Stockholm to varying effect. And I would sort of urge us to look at the overseas examples and how they're designing their scheme and how we could maybe learn from that. The other thing is our public transport system really needs to meet demand and work for Aucklanders for any kind of congestion pricing to work, in my opinion. So we've got to really look at our buses and our trains, are they serving Aucklanders better? And also kind of active mobility as well.
The March for Nature happened in Auckland over the weekend with 20,000 people. Are you against the fast track legislation?
Yeah, so we passed our submission recently as a council on that, citing kind of huge concerns with the fast-track legislation. And yeah, I think that, you know, personally, I've got some huge concerns myself around how a smaller kind of body of decision-making can get through some fairly large projects without kind of that community oversight and input. So that's a huge, I think, a democratic issue for me. And yeah, I have concerns, and I sort of total core what people were marching about on the weekend, yeah.
Will this legislation impact council's power?
Yeah, it will. So currently, you know, with the resource consenting regime that we have, we can build in things like public notification, so we can allow the community to have their say. And especially with larger projects, that's even more important, I'd suggest. But at the same time, look, I don't think it's hypocritical for us to use the legislation if it passes. So that's kind of the situation that we're in. We sort of oppose it, and I certainly oppose it. But then if it does pass, then we've got to look at, you know, how do we operate in that new world? So, yeah, it's really challenging, kind of uncomfortable questions for us, but it's sort of a community discussion we have to have.
Under these kind of systems, how does Auckland Council plan on protecting our environment?
Yeah, I mean, we're in a climate change world, right? And we're in a world where the environment is extremely important to us as a city and as a country. I think that council need to make every best endeavour to protect the environment. And that's, you know, I think a large part of the sort of March on Nature, what was being discussed, and I certainly support all of that. You know, we need to have primacy with climate change emissions and environmental outcomes whenever we're designing big projects. That's so important, and the safeguards need to be in place.
Wellington has announced they're selling their airport shares, or their local council has announced they're selling their airport shares. Did you support a similar move in Auckland?
Yeah, I think it's part of the record that we voted through the Auckland Future Fund, which essentially sold the airport shares to then recycle into other assets and actually protected those assets and that investment for future generations. So the dividends will grow and grow and grow for Aucklanders. So I was entirely comfortable with that proposal. I can't really comment on Wellington's situation because I'm not in the room. I don't have that kind of ins and outs of what they've been discussing and why they've been doing it. But from an Auckland standpoint, I think the Future Fund is a fantastic idea and it's going to really help Aucklanders into the future.
Does this mean, in general, you support holding onto and protecting our assets?
Yeah, of course. We need to be protecting those kind of investments that we have so they're continuing to make dividends for Aucklanders. I think that's a very important point, that we're getting income off the investments that we have and that is helping provide the public services that we rely on. So that's kind of where my starting point is, absolutely.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson on congestion charges, airport shares and fast-track legislation.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.